As we get ready for training camp and we get ready for the 2013 season, we're talking to one of the big new additions to this Dolphins team, linebacker Donnell Ellerbe. Won a Super Bowl last year with the Baltimore Ravens. Now he's taking his talents to South Beach. Had to fit it in. How excited are you to get this season going and kind of have a fresh start with the Miami Dolphins?
Oh, man, I can't even explain it in words, man, because just to be a part of this defense that's up and coming and just to be a key factor that everybody keep telling you a key factor, and, I mean, that's what I've been working for all my life, and for me to get it after coming off a Super Bowl run, it feels like it's a dream.
I've asked you this before, and I said, you know, why the Miami Dolphins? And you said, you know, you looked at this defense, you looked at this team, and you went into free agency. You had a great year last year. You were going to have options. But there's something about this team that really excited you.
Oh, yeah, man. The moves that you see that the coaches are making, and you be around the guys, learning the guys, and see how bad they want it, and how much we're working out here, man. I was surprised at the workout regimen here because, I mean, we didn't have the same kind of workout regimen in Baltimore. I mean, I know we had an older team and everything like that, but this is getting after just like we did at college. And, I mean, when you got guys going in there, busting it every day, running hard, working out hard, lifting heavy weights, I mean, you don't want to do nothing but just go out there and win, man. You do too much work to lose, and I'm just happy. I'm excited.
You talk about the guys. It must be nice to get around guys that want to work that hard and have a goal at the end of the day, and that's, you know, winning the Super Bowl, which, you know, you were in a situation where you had to experience that whole run. What's it like with chemistry with new teammates? I mean, is it something that you build on right away, or is it something that takes the process of training camp and preseason games?
I feel like you start on it right away, but it's something that you got to go through the fire with each other. You got to blood, sweat, and tears it out with each other. And, I mean, you got to learn a person care, to learn how a certain people is. So, I mean, it's something that over the duration of time you'll build on. But, I mean, for now, I feel like we're doing a good job about it. Guys laughing and joking and guys getting along with each other. So, I mean, I'm looking forward to it.
Well, you talk about relationships with your teammates. How about relationships with Coach Kevin Coyle, your defensive coordinator, and what he brings to the table? Are you excited about training camp and about the season because of all the dynamic things he's trying to do with this defense?
Oh, yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited just to be a part of a new defense, a new scheme where I'm in the middle. And as far as Coach Core, I mean, they did a lot of self-scout last year, and he seen where our weaknesses was and where our strengths was. So, I mean, we're going to build on our strengths. And he pulled me to the side today and just told me how he couldn't wait. Like, he was asking me how I was catching the defense, and he felt like I was ahead of schedule and things like that. So, I mean, he just told me he was ready, and I told him I couldn't wait.
Remembers you from his AFC North days in Cincinnati, I'm sure. You made an impression. You get to Miami. It's a lot of new people, obviously, but also a guy you know pretty well, Rashad Jones, your college teammate at Georgia, and he's coming off by far the best year of his career. How nice is it to be able to work towards something like a Super Bowl goal with a guy you went to college with?
Oh, man, that's awesome, man, just to be back with one of my homeboys from college. Man, I know he's a hard worker. I know he'll go out there and give it his all. And just to come to a new team and have somebody that you know that means a lot, and then you'll have somebody that's going to have your back and let guys know the type of person that you is, because, I mean, they'll take his account because they look up to him. And, I mean, it's just an awesome situation.
Really nice. A couple of Georgia Bulldogs. At your last stop in Baltimore, surrounded by a couple of pretty good Miami Hurricanes. And fans down here, they know those guys real well, Ray Lewis and Ed Reed. We've talked about this, but what you took away and what you learned from those two guys about being a professional football player is some pretty serious stuff.
Oh, yeah, man. It's more mental. It's more mental because when you know what's coming, it's easy to play. When you got 10 different plays they can run, and you can break it down to down the distance and the situation, so you crunch it down to like 2, 3, 4 plays. I mean, it's easy to play the game that way. And that only comes from watching film, because the playbook, you're going to know your play, but you got to learn the offensive tendencies.
Now, I remember way back when I used to play football and I got traded from one team to another. I looked at that schedule the next year and I said, wow, I can't wait for this date. Now, it might be a little different for you, but October is a good month for you because the Baltimore Ravens come to Sun Life Stadium. What will that be like? What will that dynamic be like for you playing against your former team?
I feel like it'll be a very exciting game. You know, it'll be an emotional game because, I mean, we're an up-and-coming team, and I get to go against my old team. And as far as for us, as a team, as the Dolphins, we're going against the Super Bowl champion. So I feel like everybody will be up for that game. We'll be up for every game, but I know that's a certain game that we will really need to win.
And I know it takes a while. We talked about earlier about getting to know your teammates and getting around new players. But you have a special guy, it looks like, is going to be beside you in Philip Wheeler. And you guys bring a different dynamic to the linebacker spot than maybe we've seen in the past here with the Miami Dolphins. Talk about what you and Philip bring to the table in terms of coverage and speed and the way you play the position.
I just feel like we're the type of guys that we can do whatever you ask us to do. You know, we type of guys that can run, can hit, can blitz. I know for certain that he all he want to do is blitz. So if you call him the blitz, he's going to be all out. So, I mean, that's just the type of guys that you need in the middle, man, because the way the game is today, your linebackers got to be able to do so much. You can't have big, stocky linebackers out there that can't run because they'll single them out in space and make them look bad. So I feel like that's a plus that we have with two versatile guys, and I feel like we could play each other's position.
Yeah, a lot of people talk about speed in today's NFL, and the Dolphins obviously added some speed with Mike Wallace on offense, but can't overlook the speed that was brought in on defense with this guy, Donnell Ellerbe, and Philip Wheeler as well. Last one for you, Donnell. Obviously, you haven't gotten into training camp yet, haven't gotten into the season yet, but your early impressions of Joe Philbin, the second-year head coach here in Miami.
Oh, he seems like a pretty cool guy, straightforward. I mean, he lays out the rules, and if you don't abide by them, you know, you got to deal with the consequences. So, I mean, it's just something that, I mean, as an NFL player, you really not worried about that too much because, I mean, you done been through all the discipline and everything like that. You know, you come in, you make a mistake, you make it right, you move on. You just can't keep making the same mistakes over and over. And I feel like that's something that he's going to – he always laid down a rule. And, I mean, I seen him lay down the rule on TV, so I'm not trying to be on that.
Everybody watched Hard Knocks last year. Little scouting report on the coach and the culture here in South Florida. Donnell, welcome to Miami. Welcome to the Dolphins. Thanks for the time.
Thank you for having me again.
Thanks, Donnell.
All right.